How do you make business problems disappear? Wrap them in bacon. For business owners, marketing execs, and anyone trying to grow your business, pump your profits, and make more while doing less, welcome to Bacon Wrapped Business with Brad Costanzo. Sizzling hot business advice guaranteed to make you fat. Profits. Every week, our chefs will serve you proven recipes for ramping up your revenue. Now here's your host, Brad Costanzo. All right, welcome back to the show. This is Brad Costanzo, and I am excited to bring you a very cool topic today, and it's one that I have been getting into more and more myself, although I'm not a particular expert in this area. However, each and every one of you can probably use the information we are going to share. Before I do that, I want to let you know about some cool stuff that I've been reading recently. I like to share some of my book recommendations, and I love to get book recommendations for you guys. Recently got Tim Ferriss's Tools of Titans. It's a huge book. I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. If you're a fan of Tim and his podcast like I am, you can go check that out. I'm also listening to a great book by a friend of mine named Mark Manson. It is a New York Times best-selling book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. I suggest you go check those out, but more importantly, I suggest that if you have any book recommendations, anything that's kind of inspired or entertained you, especially if it has to do with business or mindset or entrepreneurism or just something really, really cool, send that book recommendation to askbrad@baconwrappedbusiness.com. I'm a voracious reader. You should be as well. That being said, I have got an episode today about video marketing and a very specific type of video marketing. And I'm going to give you the background on this. So a very good friend of mine that I've known for years, probably about 7 or 8 years, named Jim Fortin, who is an expert in neuropersuasion and sales, years ago he talked about a guy that he had met who was an amazing marketer, especially with YouTube and getting organic views and optimizing them. He's like, man, he's like the best in the business for generating millions of views on YouTube videos for individuals or business owners. And his name's Brandon Lucero. And recently, Jim and I were talking on Facebook, and he's like, man, Brandon has gotten really creative, and he's found a way to turn Facebook into warm traffic by using video ads to groups and getting really cheap cost per click, and he's launching products and building tribes quickly, and all of this just sounded like music to my ears. So I said, well, let's set it up. I think Brandon and I connected years ago real briefly when Jim made the intro. But we're going to connect a little bit further here, and I'm going to do what I always do, is I'm going to pull out the sizzling hot, you know, advice and ideas and tactics and strategies that Brandon's using so that you can walk away from this thinking, holy crap, I should have paid for this episode, but Brad gave it to me free. He is so cool. That being said, Brandon Lucero, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and give out all this knowledge.
I love it. So I would love to hear all about your backstory, how you grew up, what color of the house it was that you were in when you were a child, but I'm not going to ask all that. Instead, I do want to start, though, with some of your background in video marketing. Like, you know, you're a master of YouTube, and now you're really mastering Facebook video. But let's back up a little bit and talk about some of the YouTube stuff that you've been doing over the years and some of the results and
sure. Kind
of cool stuff there.
Yeah, so I started with YouTube years ago. I mean, I worked for a video production company, and that was like right when YouTube videos started coming out in the Google search results. And so I just started applying some of this like SEO knowledge for websites that I had to videos, and they started ranking. And so I'm like, oh, this could be a business. And so I ran with it. And over the years, what we've done is been able to build out YouTube channels, grow YouTube channels to millions and millions of views. But I'm not talking like the PewDiePie or the million subscriber type channels. I'm talking about like channels that are designed for businesses and brands and personal brands that deliver leads and traffic. And so, you know, it's all organic. So we find these topics and keywords that people are looking for, which means that they have problems and we have the solutions to those problems. So what we do is we just create videos that give them, you know, what to do. Here's some steps on it. And then we offer something at the end of the video, you know, the lead magnet, the freebie, and then get them onto a list.
Yep.
The beautiful part of this is that when we create these videos on these topics and people watch them, we know what their problem is. So it takes a lot of this guesswork out of like, what do we offer? What kind of language we use? What copy do we use? You already know, like they're not searching keywords and trying to find solutions to their problems if it's not a big issue in their life. So that's kind of what we've been doing with YouTube. Just to give you an idea of how effective this is a lot of the videos we do will get between 20 to about 45% is about the highest we've ever seen click-through rates. Meaning,
wow, that's huge.
That it's bigger than I would have ever imagined. And so, you know, if we get 100 views on a video, and people, those 100 views stay to the end and see the call to action, we can expect roughly on average 30% of them to click over to our opt-in page to go get whatever it is that we offered them.
Nice.
And this doesn't stop. Like, it's always ongoing, meaning that if it's, we do a video on one topic, it's always going to be found. It's always going to be seen. It's always getting traffic. It's always getting views. And it's just this thing that just builds upon itself. So that's kind of how I got my start.
Let me ask YouTube. You. Okay, cool. So let me dive down that rabbit hole a little bit. So
Sure. First
of all, like, are there any, YouTube channels or clients or people that you're particularly proud of that you've worked on, if people kind of want to go see?
Yeah. So my favorite one, and it's actually probably one of my favorite clients, is Ron White, not the comedian. It's Ron White, the memory expert.
Yep.
So if you type in things like Mind Palace or how to read faster, you type it in Google, he's on the first page with his YouTube videos. He's definitely in the top, on YouTube search as well. But when we started with him, I can't remember the numbers exactly, so I'll give you some rough estimates. I think he was doing around 400 views a day on his channel when we started working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's doing roughly 4,000 to 6,000 views a day.
Wow.
On his YouTube channel. His subscribers were about 4 to 5 a day. And now he's up at like 300 or 400 subscribers a day that
That's
he's
amazing.
Getting. Yeah. It's just, his channel's really blown up. And his revenue, I won't share his numbers because
yeah.
I know that stuff's all private, but his revenue from the YouTube channel has gone up significantly. Like, we're talking really, really big numbers. So if you want to check out his channel and see what we've done with that, you can go over to his channel, Ron White Memory Training.
Nice. I love that. So here's what the things that I know about YouTube marketing, right? So you tell mm-hmm. me, I'm going to tell you my rapid fire best practices, and you tell me if I'm off base, if that doesn't work, and if there's something better. So
okay.
Number one, obviously you want to create videos that are that are good and they're entertaining and engaging, right? Quality is
yep.
somewhat important. Number two, in optimizing your videos, I know that, you know, obviously the keywords and the title and the description and even the name of the video file and the tags, and those are all important.
Right.
To just, you know, go through all of that, put your link up front, the call to action, to where people can, you know, see it. After that, I mean, I don't really know all the best practices. Do you go, you know, build backlinks? Do you
yep.
do anything else in particular to really kind of supercharge these videos? Is there
yeah.
anything in particular that works tremendously well? I've seen some people do the strategy in the past where they're using, I don't know if it's a hack, but they use a YouTube Live, and they'll use YouTube Live videos to which rank super well. I mean, they'll rank immediately in Google for certain keywords, and then they'll play a pre-recorded video up there as opposed to
yeah.
doing something else. That's like a little hack. I don't know if that still works, if that's best practices. What am I missing here that gives this thing extra octane?
So 2 to 3 years ago, like, backlinks and massive backlinks and stuff like that would rank videos really, really well. You know, a lot of that could go down that spammy route, that black hat route. And same thing with like the live thing. I don't know how long live will be ranking for, and I don't know how much longer it'll be ranking better than everything else. So I never went down that path because I'm like, I want to build something for the long term. As soon as live doesn't rank any well, my videos could lose a ranking. So I never really went down that path. But here's the biggest trend that I've seen with YouTube, and this is why Ron's channel took off so well, is that you're right with quality, but more so quality, it's about engagement on the video. So I always put in attention resetters every 5 to 10 seconds. This could be a text on the screen, or maybe I moved around on the screen or something like that. If you watch Ron's videos, he's not just sitting there for more than 10 to 15 seconds talking straight at the camera. Something is happening every 10 to 15 seconds in order to reset people's attention span. Mm. But then we're also very concise with the content. So it's like, hey, here's what you're going to learn. And then we do a little logo intro. And then it's 3 to 5 minutes of just bam, 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 bam. There's a step. And then we get out with our call to action,
cool.
which is recap, problem, solution. So we'll like, hey guys, here's what you learned in this video. You step one, step two, step three. But the problem is, even with these steps, you're still going to face this problem. So here's what have for you. We have a free checklist or a free guide that's going to walk you through this in more detail so you don't have to face that problem. And when we do that recap, problem, solution, the call to action gives them more value that's directly related to the same topic of the video. That's when we're getting those huge click-through rates. And what happens is, when it comes to ranking, it's less about the backlinking and stuff like that, and it's more about how people are engaging with the video.
Okay.
If I have 100 people land on that video and they watch like it 75% of the way through, Google's going to say, you know what, this is a really good search result or video for this topic. Let's give it more exposure. They will rank it higher. They'll put it in the related videos field. They'll show it everywhere because they want the best content coming up. Now, what happens is, if you type in things like how to rank videos, you'll see my video at the top of Google. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why is because over the years, people were searching how to rank videos. They landed on my video. They watched it longer than anyone else's video. They spent more time with it, engaged with it better. And then now they're rewarding me with rankings that don't go away. So now I have years of this great user experience on the video with people interacting, watching it. And now they're rewarding me with rankings. So what will happen is, you'll start uploading content. And most people give up after a month because they're like, oh, this doesn't work and it's not ranking. But give it a few months, and what you'll notice is it'll be really slow for 3 to 4 months. But then you're going to have this huge spike in views because now you have enough data on your videos for Google and YouTube to look at it and go, okay, this is really good content. Like, let's give it higher rankings. Uh-huh. So right after you upload your video, the best thing you can do, if you have an email list or a social media following, or you want to run like Facebook ads to your YouTube video, is to get as much exposure from warm traffic sources as you can within the first 24 hours of the video being live.
Okay.
Because those are going to be your best viewers. Those are going to be the people that are going to interact, that are going to leave comments, they're going to watch it all the way through. So if you put up a brand new video and you have an email list of like 20,000 people and they go watch your video and they watch it all the way through, YouTube's going to go, holy crap, this is a really good video. Like, let's start ranking it. Let's start giving it exposure.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do is just start getting engagement from warm traffic on your video as soon as you upload it.
Okay, great. So, and that is one of the things, like you mentioned, quality is so important, because the quality videos create more watch time, create more engagement on the video. And then that's telling Google and YouTube that this is a better video. So it's not necessarily all these little behind the scenes, oh, I'm buying backlinks and I'm doing all that other stuff that used to work a long time ago. It
right.
really has more to do with some of the quality of the video and the optimization that way, right?
Yeah, exactly. And when I say quality, I'm not talking about having like a $5,000 camera. No. You can do a lot of it with
engagement
your phone.
Quality. Like how,
yeah, yeah.
How much does people want to watch it versus is it boring?
Right, right.
You know,
so but I think that's one of the things that people get stuck with, is they're like, oh, I got to get the right camera and things like that. I mean, we filmed a lot of videos with phones
absolutely.
Just a mobile mic and done
phones
really well with it.
Phones are so great these days. They're
yeah.
so great. What yeah. about length of videos on YouTube? Still roughly 2 minutes or so?
No, I would say a little bit longer. I would say if you're doing like a how-to video or like a value-adding video, 3 to 6 minutes is generally the area you want to stick in between. But I always say however long it takes is however long it takes. Like,
yeah,
I have a video that teaches people how to set up a website, and it literally took me 15 minutes to walk through the process of setting up a WordPress website. And it did really well. So in that case, you know, a longer video is okay. Just if you're going over 6 minutes, you really need to ask yourself, is everything in this video really need to be in this video, or am I going into too much detail? Like, try to stick more onto the what you need to do. Like,
not the hell.
Go. Yeah, exactly. And
yep.
if you're going underneath 3 minutes, you really need to ask yourself, am I adding in everything that I should be adding in? Because it might be a little too short.
Awesome. So do you do various backlinking strategies, et cetera, after the video's up? Like, what happens off YouTube? Is there anything special that still works?
So we used to spend a lot of time with backlinking for the bigger videos, like the big search terms and stuff like that. And then I actually don't do that anymore. If anything, we'll just link from my own website. We'll put it in a blog post and we'll link over to the video that way.
Yep.
But really the engagement thing, in my opinion and from my experience, is the most powerful thing that you can do right now. Like, for example, with Ron's videos, he's ranking on page one for things like Mind Palace and how to read faster mm-hmm. and how to study better. And there's zero backlinks to those videos. Mm-hmm. But what happened, and those are big terms, like those are really hard to rank for. And he the reason why he's there is because of the video engagement, and he has a decent sized following that he can just send to the video right after they're uploaded, and they give really good exposure and really good engagement, and then his videos over time just start to rank because the engagement on the videos is just is huge.
I love it. Okay, cool. So let's say, for instance, all right, here's a good example. So just yesterday, I had a private client come in. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? 2 days ago, I had a private client come in. I offer power days with, you know, for some clients where mm-hmm. they spend a full day. We were together for like 12 hours diving deep into her business. And she is a she's a great health and fitness and nutrition coach. All right. Mm-hmm. And she's got YouTube videos and she's got some traction. She's not huge yet. Mm-hmm. Yet. She's working with me, so she will be. However, this is a big strategy for her. So, what she needs to be doing is obviously putting these videos up, watching some of the tactics that you're doing with Ron's videos, et cetera, and understanding, mm-hmm. Should she start off with a keyword research to find out what people in her market are looking for? Should she just create, like, how do you plan out your content strategy for the YouTube side?
Yeah, so we do the keyword research first. So we'll go to like Google Keyword Planner tool, and I just look at what topics and keywords are being searched the most. And then that's where we will start to figure out what content to go after first. Now, if you're starting a brand new channel, do not go after the big keywords. Yeah, go after the ones that are getting like 200 to 300 searches a month because it's low competition and it will still give you traction. Now, as you start to build channel authority, people are watching your videos, you're starting to get subscribers, maybe you're starting to build an email list now and you have some traction behind you, then go after the bigger keywords because you have the email list, you have the social following, you have the subscribers, and YouTube is viewing your channel as an authority, which is going to give you more ranking power. It's kind of like if Wikipedia published an article about a new electric car and I start a website yesterday and I publish the same article, they're going to rank Wikipedia right off the bat because they're an established authority.
Yep.
So wait till your channel is an established authority before you start going after the bigger keywords. But going after the smaller ones first will give you faster traction and build up more momentum behind your channel.
Awesome. So selfish question here. I've got a video that I think – at least on mine, you never know if Google shows you or YouTube shows you, you know, your personal results better. But I've got one where I'm not even signed into mine and I'm consulting clients. It looks like I'm ranked number one, at least in YouTube when I search for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I don't know if it looks like that on yours. And I've only got, I put it up like 6 months ago. I got like 1800 views. It's not a ton.
Right.
But is there things that I've got a video, it's getting some great traction like on its own. Like I literally did nothing to it but put it up there, and I've already gotten like 5 clients from this video, which is amazing. Yeah. So what would you do in, or what should I do to get even more firepower from this? Now I'm not running any YouTube ads to it, I'm not doing anything like that. Is there anything that, you know, you've got a video, it's starting to get some should I, like you said, send warm traffic to it and just get more engagement and viewership like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's already ranked at the top, there's not too much more you can do than send more. And that's the only problem with search is like once you get to the number one spot, you're kind of maxing it out. So it's the only way to make it scalable is just to do more videos. It's not like you can throw more advertising at it or more money at it or something like that. But if you did want to do that, you could do YouTube ads and things like that. If I was just going to stick the organic route, I would probably just look at other keywords that are similar to that one and then fine tune the video a little bit more to make it a little bit more effective. If you didn't offer a lead magnet or something at the end of it, mm-hmm. I would go ahead and do that.
Yep.
I would do that type of stuff. I would focus more on putting more content out around that same topic instead of because you can't really go anywhere. You're at the top of the top if you're already ranked number one.
Yeah, that's true. What about? Well, actually, I just sent you a Skype. So click the Skype that I just sent you, and that's a search. Okay. And tell me if you see mine come up. You'll see.
Yep. No, you're number one.
Oh, nice. And that just happened, right? Like that's just kind of been coming. So that's cool. Now, if I have other videos in there, or if I'm linking inside YouTube to other videos inside the description, does that help? Interlink?
Yeah, that'll definitely help. You want to link out to other videos, and you can also put annotations in the videos at the end that link out to your other videos. You know, something else you could do too is look through the video, and if you didn't do all of the steps inside of or what we were talking about today, you can always do another video on that same topic, and you can actually take the one and two spot and push some of those other people down and get up there with a more effective video. And I do that a lot with like terms like how to rank videos and video SEO. Like, for example, if you type in how to rank videos, I have the number one and three spot. So the number one result will give you most of the clicks, but two and three also get a lot as well. So if I want to just really take all of it, I could do multiple videos on the same topic and take up more spots in Google and in YouTube.
Nice. I love that. Okay, cool. Are there anything else you're leaving out besides, okay, the quality of the videos, et cetera, you know, try to get as much warm traffic to those videos, try to get people watching them that'll rank well. Is there anything that particularly makes those YouTube videos rank well in Google results, not just YouTube, besides, I know, competition's a factor, the keyword and things like that?
Yeah, so social really helps out too. So getting more traffic from social, getting it shared on social and stuff like that. So I'll give you two ways of doing this. Number one is a tip I got from a girl that I partnered up with. Her name's Sunny Leonarduzzi, and she knows how to grow, use video on all platforms, and so really, really well. And one of the tactics she was doing that we started implementing was taking a little teaser of the YouTube video. And like a 60-second little clip, and she would put it on Instagram and on Facebook, and at the end of it would say, watch the full version on YouTube. So what she would do is put it – she has a big Facebook following and Instagram following, so she would put it there, and she would get all of this social traffic going over to the video as well. And again, it's just all warm traffic. And so she would use video because it plays really well in the Facebook algorithm where it just gets seen all the time, and then people want to watch the full version, and then they go over to YouTube. So she's getting Facebook and Instagram traffic that way.
Cool.
I started taking it one step further, and I actually would run that post – as an ad. So I would look at this and go, okay, well, who else would benefit from my YouTube video? And I would run that teaser, Facebook teaser, as a Facebook ad, as a video ad, because it's dirt cheap, and you can get views for like a penny or less sometimes on that video. And then you get all that traffic going over to your YouTube video as well.
Okay. So for instance, on my high ticket, my how to get consulting clients, right? Video, I should take it's a 17-minute video. So I should take some clips out of there and run some Facebook ads to the YouTube video.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the things we do is a 5-minute video could actually give me, you know, 4 to 5 60-second clips that I can use. And we always pick a really good point. Like if I make a really good point or a really good value-adding topic in like 30 seconds inside that video, I'll turn it into its own video and tell them to watch the full version up on YouTube. So if you have 17-minute video, you could create a ton of these 30 to 60 things and run them as video view campaign on Facebook and just have the link to the YouTube channel in your post, in your ad. You'll be getting a lot of traffic over to your YouTube video, which will be warm traffic, which will start to give you better engagement and better rankings.
Okay, beautiful.
So that's tip number one. Tip number two is if you have a call to action at the end of the video and you give out a freebie, what we do is we tell them, hey, we have a PDF, we have a training video, opt in. Once they opt in, they're brought to a thank you page. On that thank you page, I will tell them, we just sent it over to your email. Go check your email. But hold on, I have one more bonus for you. I have a cheat sheet to go along with that training video, and you can get it absolutely free. Just share the original YouTube video. So what will happen is I give them a second option, a second freebie that goes along with the first one they just opted in for. And in order to unlock it, they have to share that original YouTube video that they just watched on social media, Twitter.
Do you use a tool plus, to...
Yeah, I think it's called
Social Locker or something.
Yeah, it's like Viral Lock or Viral Locker or something like that, or Social Locker, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is they share the YouTube video on social media, and which will obviously give me more traffic. But what happens is those are just indicators to YouTube and Google that it's a really good video, because no one's going to share a crappy video on their social media. So
love that.
So we use that. Some of our videos have thousands and thousands of social shares just from that one strategy.
Okay. I love that. That's really, really cool. All right, so now I want to migrate over to Facebook videos.
Yeah.
So tell me about this. I mean, this is obviously one of the hottest things now. Facebook's got YouTube in their sights in a big way.
Yep.
And doing a lot of stuff like that. So tell me about the stuff that's working right now really, really well with Facebook video, and then get into the parts about, you know, launching and creating a tribe and using video ads, the groups and things like that, because I think that's really where people are going to be blown away.
Right. Okay. So here's the biggest difference between YouTube, and this is probably obvious, but I'm going to say it anyways, is that YouTube is always about search, which means that the videos are always going to be up there and always being found every day. Facebook is more about just pushing content. Yeah, just pushing as much content as you can and really using it as paid advertising to give it a little bit of a boost. Mm-hmm. And it really turns cold traffic into warm traffic. So with Facebook, it's all about creating the same types of video, reusing my YouTube content, but instead of just like posting it and walking away because it's just going to disappear into the newsfeed, we actually will run everything as paid traffic. We use it as video views. So what we do is we do one of two things. If I put out a YouTube video, we do the teaser thing and we push all those views to YouTube. Option number two is if I take a piece of my YouTube video that is can stand on its own, like it's a solid 60 seconds of a really valuable tip, mm-hmm. what we'll do is we will also end that video leading people into my Facebook group.
Okay.
And so we'll put people into Facebook groups with that content.
Okay.
The other reason why we push it a lot to cold traffic is because we can remarket to people. So if we're going to do a product launch or we're going to do something along those lines, and I've been just pushing video content, I can then say anyone that's watched any of my videos or two of my videos 95% of the way through or 75% of the way through, let me run an ad to them for this topic. So let's say I wanted to do, you know, a launch around a video product that talks about YouTube marketing. I can push content that give out tips about YouTube marketing on YouTube or on Facebook, and I can just pay for all this advertising and push it, and build up this warm audience. And I can say, hey, if someone watched all three of these videos 95% of the way through, only then can they see my ad to this webinar about YouTube marketing. It becomes a lot more effective. So you have to put a little bit of money up front, but not a lot. I mean, it's very, very inexpensive, and it gives you this highly qualified audience that you can then remarket to. And what we focus on, especially going into a product launch, is taking people from this unaware state to a fully aware state that they need our product or they need to be on YouTube. So, you know, if I'm going to promote a YouTube product, I'm not just going to give them tips for YouTube. I'm going to talk about like why they need to be on it very quickly. I'll say, here's why you need to be on YouTube, and I'm going to give you this one tip to show you how to do it. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is we're making them fully aware of why they need to be on YouTube, what they're losing by not being on YouTube, blanketing in some case studies and stats and stuff as well. But we do a lot of pre-launch content before we ever launch a product, before anyone ever sees an ad from us. We're making sure that they're seeing our video content. And it really is an opportunity you don't see very often. Like right now, Facebook is trying to push video content as much as they can, but the how hard they're pushing content versus how little people are actually using it is huge, which makes it very inexpensive, and you don't see opportunities like this very often in our space.
Right. So let's go through an example of this, because I know here's one of the things that Jim said, and I'm reading from the email, and we'll talk about this, like cheap ads, you know, video ads to a Facebook group, give content to the group, build trust, promo a webinar to warm up the group. Now, obviously, you get higher show up rate, conversions, et cetera, and you're able to launch a tribe really quickly. So I have created some smaller Facebook groups in the past, and other ones I just haven't, and I probably should, but I am busy with client work and everything else. And it's just like, okay, I see the value in this, but I don't want to just start a little group and grow, you know, a few dozen people at a time, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Whether it's me or somebody listening or whatever, you're starting from scratch.
Yep.
The best way to do this, then is, like, if you were going to break it down in a little bit more detail, let's just say it's in health and fitness, right? Like, that's a, you know, that's a pretty broad topic.
Right. So what I would do is just start putting out some content, on whatever the fitness topic is. So if it's like workouts, so,
you know, losing weight, like, working out, feeling better.
Yeah. 60-second workouts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now the call to action at the end of those videos, would either be one of two things, either the standard, which is get onto the email list. And then once they get onto the email list, then I would push them into the Facebook group. So once they opt in, I would do a thank you page that says, hey, we also have another cheat sheet inside this Facebook group and community and private workouts that you guys can go and get, and then push them into the group. Or I would just go straight into the group and just tell them, hey, we have a community here. We have some downloads inside the group that you can go get. Go into the group now.
Yep. And I would just start. You can make that. You're at the end of the video and in the link of the description, you can even put, check out the group.
Yeah, exactly. So you can put the link in the post as well. So, you know, you have your video and then above it, you have your text around the post and your copy, and just put the link in there and you could go that route. So I would do that. We also love the inspirational and thought reversal style videos, which Gary Vaynerchuk has done really, really well, where we take a common thought that's in the industry and then we just give people a new way to look at it and then back it up. You know, for example,
I love that Gary, term, by the way, thought reversal. I'm always looking for those counterpoints. Like, how can you disrupt general knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Like, the customer's not always right is a good example. So go ahead.
Exactly. And well, that's what Gary Vaynerchuk does, is like, college is a scam.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And then he will give his thought and then he'll back it up as to why he thinks that. And people go like, hell yeah, I'm going to share this. And they start sharing it. So thought reversal gets a lot of viral activity around it. So if you want, I can run you through a process that we did where we basically started from scratch. We didn't have a product. We didn't even have a name for a product. I partnered up with this girl. Her name's Sunny Leonarduzzi, and she grew a following really, really fast using video on YouTube and social. Okay. So I partnered up with her, and I just said, hey, you have the skill of growing an organic following really, really quickly. Why don't, you know, let's partner up and do something. So we created this product. We started putting it together. It's like 80 videos long. So it's a big, big product. And
what's it about in general?
Social video. So how to use social media platforms in video to grow a big organic following.
Cool.
So we packaged that up into a product, and I didn't want to wait until the product was done to sell it or start marketing it.
Makes sense.
So I said, why don't we, while we're creating it, let's focus some time on creating some pre-launch content. And so what we did is we created three videos. And what I wanted to do with each video was bring people to a new awareness. So video number one was basically like the introductory video to her. So we ran it to her audience first so that we could get traffic and we could get some views on it and try to get it to spread organically. And then after her warm traffic saw it, then we ran it to cold traffic.
Okay.
Now, the idea here was asking myself, what state of mind do people need to be in when they buy the product? So we can get them in that state of mind before we make the offer to them.
Okay.
And we said, okay, well, they need to recognize social video. They need to recognize that, you know, some video takes effort. Like, you have to want to do video. You have to understand the value in it. So I said, why don't we make sure that people know that it's going to take work, and then that they have to take action, and we'll focus on that. And that way, when they get into our product, we don't have to convince them that it's going to, you know, that they need to do this. They're already in that state of mind. So video number one was basically a thought reversal video that talks about how it takes work to build a business, but you can build a business you're passionate around. You could do it with video, that there's people right now putting out videos on YouTube, getting millions of views and making 6 and 7 figures. Like, it's a real thing. Okay. And so that was the topic of the video. It was about a minute and a half.
And that Jim was the Facebook video ad?
It was a Facebook video. It was a piece of content. We ran it as an ad, although it wasn't like the standard ad where it's like, hey, opt in for this webinar. We're going to teach you X, Y, and Z.
You basically just boosted it.
Yeah. So we had Jim help us with the scripting a little bit, and we created this really, really amazing script. And Sunny flew out. We filmed it. We put the video together, and we ran it as an ad. It had about 50,000 views on it. 30,000 we paid for on an average of 1 cent per view.
Wow.
So it was not very expensive. I think it was like $300 or something like that. something in that range. But what happened, since it was a thought reversal video and it was scripted the right way and it was done the right way, is that we had over 100 something shares on the video, hundreds of comments on the video, and like 500 or 600 reactions on the video, like likes, loves, things like that.
That's awesome.
And what happened is that gave us 20,000 extra organic views. So even though we paid for 30,000, we gained an extra 20,000 through all the activity on the video. So if you average it out, it actually came out to about 5-6 cents per, or half a penny per review, when you factor in all the organic reach that we got. So then what we did, and by the way, we started this probably 4 to 6 weeks before we even ran any ads to people to get them onto the webinar.
Okay.
So we let that run for about 2 to 3 weeks. And then we're like, okay, let's do video number two. Now that people realize that it is possible to build a business using video, and they realize it is possible to make 6 and 7 figures online, and they understand that it takes work, that now let's make them realize that they have to do it now, because we want them to take action now. We want them to buy the product now. Mm-hmm. So video number two was all about time, and we focused in on you have to take action now. We all have dreams. If you don't take action now, then your dreams stay dreams and they don't become reality. Mm-hmm. And so it's another thought reversal inspirational video. So now we went from video number one, where it's getting people to realize that everything is possible, everything they want is possible. Video number two, getting them to realize you have to take action on it and you have to do it now.
Were you putting a call to action at the end of that video?
Yeah, each video basically got people into the Facebook group.
Okay, so cool. You're still not selling anything, because you said this was like 4 to 6 weeks prior. You're just getting them enlisted in the mission of, yes, I need to do this.
Right, exactly. And then once they're inside that Facebook group, Sunny is in there and she's adding value and she's engaging with the group and cultivating the group and, you know, building rapport and all that stuff, and kind of nurturing the people in the group. So that video number two came out. I don't remember the actual numbers. I think it was 20 to 30,000 views on that video. But one of the things we did is that if you watched video number one, we remarketed you and made sure that you watched video number two.
Yep.
And then we were also continuing to run video number one as an ad. And we also ran video number two as an ad. So we tried to structure it so that, you know, people would go video one, video two. But we just wanted to push both videos as hard as we could. So then it was launch day, or we were going to start the ads. And so we did video number three, which is realizing what is possible. Video number one is what is possible. And video number two is like, now it's time to do it. Video number three was like, here's how I did it. And we gave a little bit of Sunny's story, what she stands for, where her integrity lies, and how she was able to do it. And it was, again, an inspirational, motivational video. And then at the end of that video, we said, go opt in for the webinar where we're going to show you the process that you need to do to make this all possible.
Ah, nice. How long were each of these videos approximately?
A minute to 2 minutes. Oh, cool. Somewhere in that range.
Yeah. So it's not like somebody has to do not like their little mini webinars. I started to think of like product launch formula, right?
Which is
like, you know, 3 20- or 30 minute videos, which are so long. And I know that stuff works, but it's also to a lot of times I think it quenches the thirst of a lot of people. Like I know it can build up a lot of excitement about something, but it's
But here's the way to look at it too, is that, you know, a three-part video series or the product launch formula works obviously, but what we're doing right now is like the lead up to the three-part series. Or the lead up to your webinars, or the lead up to that. So they're really quick little videos. And each one, the first two ran people into the group, and then we went ahead and did the third one, was the grand finale, get onto the webinar. Once we did that, then we did the traditional ads to webinars. We did, you know, the image ads, we did video ads, we split tested them, and we did the standard, like, hi, I'm Sunny, and I was able to do X, Y, and Z, and you could do the same thing, and I'm going to teach you the process, register for the webinar. Just the standard ads you see all over the place. But
they're so warm now.
Yeah, exactly. So the first thing we did is target all the warm traffic. If you watched any of those three videos, then we re-hit you with an ad. And then obviously we did cold traffic too, but we spent a lot of time building up warm traffic, getting people into a group before we launched the product.
Can you run Facebook ads to the members of your own group or no?
Not that I know of.
I didn't think so. Okay. just
unless you like unless you pixel them somehow. So like,
yeah,
let's say,
yeah, I mean it's not just a standard. It's not a standard targeting.
Right.
Criteria.
Right.
Exactly. I didn't think so. I didn't know if that was new.
Right. So then when we what we did is we ran the standard ads, and when people registered for the webinar, they brought to a thank you page, and on that thank you page, we gave out a cheat sheet for the webinar that they had to get inside the Facebook group. So all said and done, our group by the end of the launch was roughly 3,000 people inside that Facebook group. And we had about – we only had like 2,500 people register for the webinar and go into the launch, so not a lot of opt-ins. And we were able to generate over $100,000 in revenue. And to me, it was a very successful launch because it was brand new from scratch. We did all this within 3 months.
Wow, that's great.
And we launched it with it being partially finished. So it wasn't even finished. We did it as a beta launch, got people in there. Now we have all these students going through it that we could turn into testimonials and use as case studies and social proof for our next launch that we're getting ready.
So is this a product that the two of you created together?
Yeah, so it's basically Sunny's product. I would say 98% of the training inside the course is Sunny. I hop in for a few videos talking about YouTube, and I give a bonus inside the course about video outsourcing your video editing and stuff like that. But it's Sunny's course. I'm more behind the scenes doing like the marketing of it and the sales funnels and stuff like that.
What's the name of the group in case some of the listeners want to go give?
It's called Be Your Own Boss, and the product is called Boss Video Branding.
Be Your Own Boss is the group?
Yep. Be Your Own Boss Mastermind is the name of the group.
Nice. I love that. So, to kind of recap some of this, and this isn't rocket science, but it's really well thought out. So, typically three videos, bring awareness where awareness does not exist, and, awareness and familiarity about, and you like to lead with something that's kind of, like you said, a thought reversal, something counterintuitive that the rest of the market believes is true, but that you can say is different. Like right now, I'm actually working on one of those. I got the concept for one of those, and this is a perfect way to use this. So it can be a short video. It can be 60 seconds. And then you run a video view campaign, right? That's what you do?
Yep.
Video views. To ideally to the warmest audience you have, but you can also open it up to interests that would be particularly interested in that. And the call to action can just easily be just join the I've got a great Facebook group over here if you want to learn more about it, etc. Right?
But I would put something inside the group like a download or a cheat sheet.
I've got a great cheat sheet inside the group. Just come.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Yep. Cool. I'm just jotting it down with Bribe. Group with Bride. Cool. Video two can talk about urgency, or at least, these can be anything you want. It depends on what your business is, but now you're talking about urgency, and you're typically running video two just to the people who watched video one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And then you can do the exact same thing if you're not in the group. Come over here. We've got you can probably even bonus it up. Hey, we just added another bonus inside the group. So if you're not a member, come on over here, go to the files section, introduce yourself, blah, 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 blah. Now they kind of, they're starting to know who you are. And video three goes to everybody. Is it just who watched video two, or is it to everybody who watched video one and two?
Well, we start with everyone that watched video two in one. So like they watch video one, then we'll go to video two and remarket them. But after we remarket them, we also will run them the cold traffic too, just to kind of get more exposure on it and stuff like that. But we try to make it a flow as much as we can.
Okay, perfect. And then typically on video three, you can still bring them in the group, or you can just go straight for it. We've got a great great webinar here. You can opt in, go do this, and then and then you can continue to market, like obviously inside the group and let people know about your webinar, but you can also continue to market just general, sign up for this webinar ads to everybody who's watched the various videos.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And so, and that's just the way we did it on this first one. Like we're going into another product launch right now on a different product where to raise awareness, we're just talking about common mistakes that people make and how to fix them. And like, for me, I'm targeting videographers and video production people. And I'm just talking about like the biggest mistake you can make in your video production business and taking making people aware of something they were unaware of before, and then we will just relaunch them. And those don't go in sequence. It's just like me pushing all this video content on common mistakes people make to get them ready for the ads they're going to see next week. And so, you know, you could do live streams as well, but that was the process we did with the product with Sunny.
I love it. Now, do you let's talk about Facebook Live. Have you been using that quite a bit?
I love it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you using those in conjunction with a strategy at all? As for instance, do a Facebook Live where you're talking about this stuff, and then you boost that post or boost that or do a video view campaign based upon that Facebook Live video that already had ideally gotten a lot of traction.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing Facebook Lives and we're using OBS, open broadcast software to do it. So we'll have like an open frame with a countdown timer. It will go live and then we'll go do our content and then it ends. And then we, we'll run those as ads as a video view campaign. We'll run those live streams as ads and we incorporate that with some pre-done video content as well. Kind of like what we did with Sunny. We incorporate live streams, which again is all designed to yes, add value, but really to make people aware of these problems that they could be facing if they don't take action.
Right. Now, for my listeners, OBS is Open Broadcast Studio or
Software.
Software.
Open Broad. Yeah.
What is it? I'll put a link in the show notes for all you Bacon Wrap Nation, whatever.
And I have a tutorial on how to set it up too. If I can send you the link to throw in the show notes.
Yeah, I've set it up on mine. It's OBS. B as in Brad, S as in Sam, project.com, and it's a free open source software, and it allows you, in essence, to go live, but then broadcast like what you're seeing on your website, and you can put other, you know, you can put video feeds and a lot of stuff. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Now, so you mentioned something I've seen other people do, which is having a timer up front, like, hey, in the next minute or whatever, like, so the video just shows a timer. Have you found that that's really effective?
Yeah. So what I do is I have a frame up that that lists the topic of what I'm going to be talking about. And then underneath it says starting in X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
So what happens is it gives people time to log in because, you know, Facebook will notify some people that you're going live. It gets people to log in. But what it also does is gives you time to share it. So like I'll go live and I'll have a 2-minute timer, which gives me a 2-minute period to be able to share it inside my groups, share it on my social media profiles and things like that. So that's one of the reasons why I do it, so that I can share it in my groups and stuff like that. So I go live from my page, but then I push it into all the groups that I have as well.
Okay.
And so we use that way. And I found that to be really, really effective. And it just kind of prepares people and gets them prepped for what the topic of the video is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. And then I've heard that Facebook Live, the longer you do them, that like longer Facebook Live videos are getting even more traction than shorter ones. Have you seen that or no?
I haven't really tested it to know, but each one of ours is usually 15 minutes to
saying. It's not like 2 or 3 minute videos.
So yeah, they're 15 minutes. Some of them are even up to an hour. And I'll talk about the strategy here in a second of the hour long ones. Mm-hmm. But in general, they're probably 15 to 30 minutes long is kind of how long we'll go if we're trying to just give people value.
Cool.
One of the strategies we did inside the Facebook group was the last 5 days of cart being open for Sunny's product. And I've done this on numerous products and it works really well. Is the last 4 to 5 days, we'll do a live stream inside the group for additional content.
Mm-hmm.
Every 5 to 10 minutes inside that live stream, we will repitch the offer and we will give some kind of scarcity, closing down, bonus going away today. So we're adding value, but what it's allowing us to do is actually repitch the offer to them 5 to 10 times
like
during that hour.
You know, or like an infomercial. Like you never do an infomercial and they only pitch at the end. They pitch in like, you know, every quarter hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So when we've done this with the product with Sunny, I didn't get the data yet to have the final numbers, but I'm assuming somewhere between 60 to 70% of the people that bought were inside that Facebook group. On the last launch I did, 80% of the people that bought were inside the Facebook group. And then when we did it, launch another product, Local Video Academy, again, 80% of the people that bought the product were inside the Facebook group. We're seeing huge numbers of people buying products and being inside that Facebook group.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it.
Yep.
And are you also seeing that on Facebook, that are you seeing like lower produced videos, like the more raw and authentic, like with the iPhone and stuff like that, are working better than the highly produced ones? I know it depends upon how good you are at doing both of these.
Right. I would say but there's a fine line. And so sometimes these highly produced shows that you like are TV quality,
yep,
tend don't do very well because there's not that authentic,
yep,
and personality attached to it. Mm-hmm. But then again, if you're like walking down the street holding a camera and you're just like bouncing around and you're all over the place, it's not going to work either. But that's one of the reasons why vlogging is taking off so well, especially for business, is because it gives that behind the scenes, the authentic realness to it. And absolutely, I think if you go that route, it can be very, very effective. So my answer is yes, but be very careful not to go too overboard on the like unprofessional side, because it can really do some damage.
Yep. Okay, cool. Yeah, I actually just bought the Mevo camera. You familiar with that?
Oh yeah
I just bought that. I've been playing around with it. I haven't done any live streams with it recently, but for all you folks out there in podcast land, check out Get M as in Mike, E V as in Victor, O, Mevo, getmevo.com. it's a really cool camera for like $300 or $400, and it allows you to live stream. You don't just have to live stream, but it does automatic switching and uses AI, and it's amazing. Anyway, that being said, this is awesome. Like, this is already I guarantee you, one of the most valuable podcasts I've done, Brandon. People can totally go out and use this. I need to put a price tag on this episode. Okay. So are there any tactics or strategies that you have not yet revealed that would actually pain you? It would hurt in your gut. It would make you wince to reveal, because it's so good and you usually charge for it.
So this comes with a disclaimer, because I haven't done it yet, but we're going to release it in 2 weeks.
Cool.
On this launch we're doing right now, where, and people may be doing this already, I don't know, but I just kind of came up with this concept where we're going to play around with all of this content before we launch a product, all on various topics. Then what we're going to do is have
what's the market like? Is this business related? Is it?
Yeah. So the product is Local Video Academy, which teaches people how to start a local video marketing business, which is how I got started.
Okay.
So we're going after videographers, video producers, social media managers, and local marketers.
Cool.
And the idea here is to, first of all, what I did is I polled my Facebook group that I had on what their biggest worries and concerns are. And then what I did is I created three separate USPs off of those three main points. And then I put content out on all three of those USPs. And now what I'm going to do is run ads. So if people viewed all the free content about video or USP number one, they're going to get remarketed with an ad talking only about USP number one,
okay,
pain point number one. And then obviously I go through all three of them. And then what I'm going to do is, if people land on the opt-in page and don't opt in, they're going to start getting re-hit with the next USP. And if they land on the opt-in page of that one, don't opt in, they're going to get hit with the next USP. So I'm hoping that by coming up with three different USPs, I will definitely hit a pain point of someone that will get them to re-opt into the list. And then once they're in, they're going to get tagged with what they opted in for. And then all my sequences can be focused around that USP. Did that make sense?
Yep, 100% to me.
Okay.
And if everybody else listened, that's the benefit of listening to podcasts, is you can rewind them as opposed to a radio where it's live. So
yep,
you guys can just rewind, because I get it. Okay, it's cool. That's really awesome. So what are the things that you personally, as a business owner, like, do you do some of this with people, for people? Do you have services you offer? If somebody out there is listening and like, holy crap, Brandon Smart, I have money that belongs to him. How does that, you know, what?
Yes. Yeah, so
what is the trade there? What do you do for
people? So pretty much do everything that we just talked about right now. I do some partnerships where we develop products for people, but that's a very rare case. But most people, what we'll do is develop the video strategy. So YouTube strategy, Facebook strategy, and we'll implement it. So everything we talked about, we're finding the topics, creating the videos, moving them into 60-second chunks, coming up with the scripting and the formatting of your pre-launch videos, and running your Facebook video ads campaigns. We do all of that. All of that.
Cool. I love that. And then if people want to get a hold of you and hire you and talk more about to see if they are a fit for you, what's the best way to contact you?
So the best way would just be to go to our website. We're building our website right now. So it's in the process of being built, which it's still functional. You can go there and check it out. Mm-hmm. It's soldwithvideo.com. And then you can get some more information there. And then there's forms you can fill out to see if you would be someone that we would take on.
That's awesome. I love that. You know, this also brings up, I'm thinking about how to use this as strategy. I've got a couple clients who are big clients, and they're in the equity crowdfunding space. So we're running campaigns. Are you familiar with equity crowdfunding at all?
Not really, no.
So you know what Kickstarter, Indiegogo is?
Oh, yeah.
That general type of crowdfunding where people get rewards. It's in essence, a Kickstarter is like, hey, you're buying it pre-sale. You're pre-selling your product,
right?
Give money, you get stuff. You don't get equity in the company. Well, up until a few years ago, just a couple years ago, it was illegal. And now you can actually raise equity, raise money, millions of dollars, like up to $40 million from the crowd. I mean, literally doing a Facebook ad to a landing page, which explains what the offer is. Like, listen, we are, we're a company doing X and we want to raise $5 million. And here's our share price and here's our story. And you can invest to non-accredited investors, which I'm not going to go into explanation. People who know what that means knows what that means. But this is a relatively, it's brand new industry. And I've got a couple clients where I'm running the marketing campaigns for them to do this. And it's an interesting one because a lot of the big problem that a lot of folks have faced when they're doing an equity crowdfunding campaign is that the market, first you have to explain why your company is so great and why people should invest in it. But the other thing they have to do is educate people on the fact that it's actually, that this is something they can do. Because even to investors, they're not out there looking for this. There's no awareness, like you mentioned.
Right.
So there's a big, big, big educational aspect to this that people are missing out on. And I've seen what some of the competition is doing, and they're just running a Facebook ad to say, hey, would you like to – there's one that has to do with cars. Like it's a kind of an electric car. It's like, hey, would you mm-hmm. like to don't go buy an electric car. Invest in a company who makes them. The certain kind of technology, and then they just go over and they try to go straight for get the investment. Well, I can see how stuff like this, because it requires so much more education and trust and awareness, that building, using some of these videos to build out little micro snippets and even building in a group and warming them up becomes so much more powerful as opposed to just going straight for the kill on something where you're asking for an investment with no immediate future guaranteed returns.
Right. Exactly. And even if you did go right for the kill in the beginning and they don't take action on it, you can re-hit them again with like another objection killer video and then hit them again with another. Like, it's just so many possibilities and ways to use it, which is why I love it so much.
100%. Cool. Now, is there any nut you're trying to crack in your business? And by nut you're trying to crack, if that doesn't make perfect sense, is there a resource you're trying to get, a person you're trying to meet, a skill you're trying to learn, money you're trying to get a hold of, anything out there that myself or my listeners can either potentially help you with?
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things we want to do right now is my business right now, as we grow, my focus is either on launching products or bringing on service clients. And I think in 2017, we want to scale out both sides of those. So right now, we're looking to bring on more clients on the production side of it. So if you are looking for someone to help with the production and strategy and run all that stuff for you, then I'd love to talk.
I love that. You and I will talk offline about that, and we'll get into some more details. To everybody else, first of all, Brandon, I want to thank you for being here. This has been really so amazing. I'm going to do a lot to promote this episode because there is a ton of actionable information. I really think that we could sell this episode. There's so much.
Awesome. I love it.
So much good stuff in here. So you definitely brought home the bacon. What?
I love that.
For my listeners, ideally, this is only the first time you're listening to this and you're like, man, I got to go back and listen to it three times and take a whole bunch of notes. And I'm especially thinking of my friend Arjun Bara, who is the craziest note-taking dude I've ever seen. I'm going to be sharing this with him, and I know this is going to blow his mind. But to everybody else, go to soldwithvideo.com, find Brandon on social media, Brandon Lucero, L-U-C-E-R-O. All of this information will be in the show notes, and they will be ample show notes available on this. For you fellas out there listening, if you have questions about your business strategy, I guarantee there's a nut that you're trying to crack. We're all trying to crack that nut. And sometimes it can be the right relationship at the right time. Sometimes it's a strategy. Sometimes your campaign's not working. You want to get into consulting. You don't know what you don't know. The answers are out there. You can actually email me. I put my email out there for everybody to contact me if you wish at askbrad@baconwrappedbusiness.com. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what's not working with your business. And if I can't help you, I mean, I've got a ton of contacts of people that I know who might be able to, but you don't know if you don't ask. And if you don't ask and you are sitting there struggling, I don't feel sorry for you because you deserve to go broke. I mean, you know, tough love, right? I mean, at the end of the day. So I'm a big believer that you do not have to be an expert in everything as long as you know the people who are. One of the reasons I do this podcast is so that I can meet the people who are. I don't, you know, oftentimes I hire the people who I need this stuff done. I could spend a lot of time learning it, which is great. But one of the beautiful parts about a podcast like this is you get to learn what you need to do. You don't have to learn how to do it. You know, pull out your checkbook, hire the people who do. And I know that that's, if I could go back 10 years in time and tell my younger entrepreneurial self what to do, it'd be stop trying to figure so much shit out on your own and hire or partner with the best people out there. You want to meet them? I've got a hell of a Rolodex, and I've got a lot of good ideas in between these ears of mine as well. So I'm happy to help you, but you have to reach out to askbrad@baconwrappedbusiness.com. And if it makes sense, we'll get on the phone. We'll talk. If we decide to work together or not, I guarantee that it won't waste your time. That being said, Brandon, man, thanks again for being on the show. You definitely delivered.
Of course, man. Glad I could help. And thanks for having me.
All right. Everybody else, I encourage you to help me out. Pay me back by sharing this on social media. Tag me and the show and let me know that you did. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.